7 o'clock in the morning, Montreal, my city. It's gotta be the morning detour. It's gotta be the morning detour. Let me tell y'all this morning, you gotta make real life decisions. Gas is 189. Gas is 189. We're making real time decisions this morning. It's the premier morning show. It's the morning detour. DJ Maddie, of course, superstar Uber co-host. Tata's in the building from the Fall of Week podcast. We have an amazing show for you this morning. DJ Maddie, you know, let's give him the energy. Shout out to all my entrepreneurs, all my hustlers. It's the mighty CKET 90.3 FM. Let's do what we do. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs. But my only drug is hip-hop. Love is life. It's the morning detour on the mighty CKET 90.3 FM.
I'm thick at told his ex she ain't getting that back. I call baby, yo, where that stick at? Yeah, my connection, I sent my bitch back to leave. Yeah, my connection, I sent my bitch back to leave.
We would have done this on an island with nobody around. What did Jay-Z say? Crabs ain't used to being in a basket. What the crabs ain't used to being in a bucket. That's a lot. DJ Maddie's a problem this morning. What y'all, my city? This cost half a ticket. Piss tax. Big go Draco for a mishap. It say Barbie on my wrist hat. I ain't at the bus stop. Bust back. Yeah, S is but bussin'. So fat is but bussin'. Back so full is but bussin'. Driving foreigns.
We like no question, bad look, get with.
I'm bustin'.
Don't like good boys,
I like hustlers.
I'm talking like
I got a few questions.
I'm that guy, don't miss your rest. Life's too short to be around here stressed. So fam, she walk, dress, lift up. Nobody move but us to stick up. S790 sound like you got hiccups. No matter what, when I call,
I pick up.
Tell me all the business, I ain't spilling my teacup. Go to sleep in Paris, waking up with me enough. I'ma look busy, go shopping till I finish.
Send me with the AMX, I don't need a limit.
Everybody 700, this is not a rental. Yellow Lamborghini coupe, this is not a lemon.
VVS is but bussin'. So fat is but bussin'. Back so full is but bussin'. Driving foreigns, bustin'. I'm tryna ball, I just caught me some hoops. Blonde on my inches, brown on the roof. Candy apple, sticky red back, not the fruit. Caught me them cute double C's on my boots.
I'm a little busy, go shop until I finish.
Send me with the AMX, I don't need a limit.
Every bit of 700, this is not a rental. Yellow Lamborghini coupe, this is not a lemon.
I think I'm like the boss, go sink up on the scarf. So fat is but bussin'. Back so full is but bussin'. Driving strong.
She showed me up, that she be pitiful. They all got pensacles. Get in and get out. I'm tryna buy mama a big house. She eat on my dick like a bacon. Thinking hell shot a deal like Jamaican. She want me to do it and that's like crazy. She tryna tie me down, know I'ma make it. I cannot show me up, that she be pitiful. They all got pensacles. Show me up, that she be pitiful. They all got pensacles. Get in and get out. I'm tryna buy mama a big house. She eat on my dick like a bacon. Thinking hell shot a deal like Jamaican. She want me to do it and that's like crazy. She tryna tie me down, know I'ma make it. I cannot do no basic. Don't give me your heart, I'ma break it. I got me some money, I want me some grown. I'm giving her loan. 41 pull up in big body. He say he won't press you, we see bottle. Ooh, step on him. Pull up with my brothers, we step on him. Pull up till with them drum like the marching band. 41 ain't playing. Sleek on the left, that my man. Hang out the window, he gon' spin the beam. I cannot in the big mouth. She pull out her camera, that gotta get out. I hear that sneaky, I get you doing, I go get another.
Nobody's it's like an hour,
they stay there hard, they gon' give me another. I catch you with him, I shoot him, throw it off. You just better get with him. Get on these girl, I might put it.
Done a grid, got shit. That's all this morning, DJ. Got straight back to the back. I got on my brain, got shit alone in space.
Coming up in about 2 weeks, we have the CKT funding drive. They said the theme this year is Till Infinity. I don't know if they're taking notes from the morning detour, but they know Moon One is the mothership. Where's Scotty when you need him? We are the Guardians of the Galaxy. Moon One, DJ Maddie. It's the premier morning show in the city. It's the morning detour. Let's go.
Got shift last night, woke up today and got straight back to it. Took me an L, no problem. I got on my grind, got straight back to it. Had to handle a call in the middle of G and I put down my phone, got straight back to it. They free my bro, got straight back to it. Bro, fresh home, got straight back to it. Done a graveyard shift last night, woke up today and got straight back to it. Took me an L, no problem, I got on my grind, got straight back to it. Had to handle a call in the middle of G and I put down my phone, got straight back to it. They free my bro, got straight back to it. Bro, fresh home, got straight back to it. Look, we all go through hard times, that's why it's live yours and it's not live mine. You gotta turn up sometimes, live life. You gotta work harder, you're not gonna shine. Told the promoter, I'm not performing if I can't come with all of the guys. I got the boo right now, it's my time, but I told bro, go long, go.
Yeah? I like them song they know, but me need something to make me
want to
wind up, fam boy, yeah.
Montreal, my city, tonight. If you don't have tickets for DJ XL, over 2 decades in the game, it's going to be Haitian excellence tonight. Yeah, bring me back, man. It's that new tune, yeah. You know. Yeah, shout out to the DJ pool. Now we're getting all the new music, Tata. We moving. Montreal, my city. I'm getting you guys right this morning. You gotta hold them bubbles. They get rid of everything. Them I get rid of the mask. Them I get rid of the passport. Yo, this summer, I'm scared. This summer's gonna be interesting.
Me a brace forward. Top striker and me a play forward. Gala bubble, bend forward. Pull it up again as I be forward.
Send for your cat to make it bend forward. If she thirsty, you tell it where it's forward. Gala catch your vibe to present her.
It's a dancehall style.
Big in a the dancehall file. She love every song, but that is you got to play when you want her smile.
What do you say? I'm a lie, but I'm not always honest. I ain't come through, but that's why I ain't promise. You got a face that I could lie to. Like blue lights in your white room, and you're fine too. Ooh. Oh yeah. I want you to do it again. I want you to pick up the pen and write me into a story. You know I love a story, only when you're the author. Trying to meet you at the altar. Working on being softer. Ooh. You are a dream to me. Tell you, I was moving just maybe a little fast for you. Just tell me it belongs in the past. Cause you got a face that I couldn't run from. Heartbreak tires in my shotgun. But you got one. Ooh.
Oh. Dragon like they know me. You gon' turn me back into the old. Ride around, platinum with the chrome. Sequel in the dome. Got problems with my home.
Much on my city. You see how we moving on a Friday. You see how we bring the energy on a Friday. It's DJ Maddie. It's the only urban morning show in the city. It's the only urban morning show in the country. They don't do it like we do it. Toronto can't see me. Serious, where you need me? Seriously, support me where they need me. Moon One Media. The mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Guardians of the Galaxy. 7:09 in the morning. This is the morning detour.
Dragon like they know me. You gon' turn me back into the old. Ride around platinum with the chrome. Sequel in the dome. Shootin' dead with the chrome. I ain't really got problems with my home. Why I be on rollin' on my dome? They gon' turn me back into the old.
This what y'all was waiting for. Clyde.
They gon' turn me back into the old.
DJ Drama.
Yeah.
They gon' turn me back into the cause bottom for the platinum with the chrome piece. They gon' turn me back into the old. To the old. Bottom, black and for the
life is a.
There's only one more chase. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs. But my only drug is hip hop. Love this life. It's the morning detour on the mighty CKT.
Oh man, that's a nice little vibe right there, DJ Maddie.
For real.
Look how the beat come in. This dude is on fire already. It's like 7:11 in the morning.
He came with the heat.
It's March 4th. Good morning, Montreal. Good morning, Montreal. Whether you're on your way to work, getting the kids ready. No, a lot of people have their kids on March breaks. That's a good look. It's crazy. All day long with the kids. You're like, God damn. Gas passes are $189, so you're making real life decisions at the pump. It's like if he comes and checks you late night this weekend, he really cares about you. You know what I mean? You don't need no more evidence. Gas prices are real good morning.
Oh boy.
So many different things to talk about this morning, but let me kick off by saying this. I'm joined by Uber personality and podcaster Tata's in the building.
Tamara
Angeline from the Fall Awake podcast, introspective podcast on Black culture.
Yeah.
So good morning to you, Queen.
Good morning, good morning.
As you guys already know, we're on the try thing. Sometimes in life you have to try a thing. The official drink of the morning detour early mornings.
It's a killer.
Tim Hortons, you know, I'm still open for sponsorship. We could mix this with the Tim Martin Classic and, you know, get things moving. I woke up today, you know, I always tell people, I know I'm in the right place. I get all these omens. I'm not saying I believe in all the shifts and change all the spring stuff, but I'm saying I've noticed things happen to me. I've read The Alchemist, so I'm looking for my personal legends. I've seen things happen. I woke up this morning kind of tardy, but I said, okay. I was feeling good. And then YouTube and Spotify, no, YouTube and Tidal always directs me where I need to be. Yo, I get like this Drake and Rick Ross remix, Maddie. And boy, it had me charged up this morning. I am ready for the day, and I'm really excited. Tonight is the, I think it's the 21-year anniversary of DJ XL being in the game. Yeah. DJ XL, one of the premier Haitian DJs in the city. Big fan of his mixtapes and his music on SoundCloud. Let me tell you something. It's going to be Haitian excellence tonight. Yeah, I mean, if you ain't get your ticket for DJ XL's birthday bash tonight, I tell you, Maddie, I'm pulling out the whole suit, huh? Velour blazer.
Oh, you're going?
Yeah,
oh, I'm in the building.
Why be you trying to pull? You will get your ticket.
Ladies, you hear that?
You trying to pull? Listen, I'm only focused on the show, Tata. Stop trying to sway them my way. Good news. It's that time of year again. We're excited to announce CKT's 2022 funding drive taking place from Thursday, March 17th to Sunday, March 27th. The theme this year is Till Infinity. Like, okay, CKT, we're gonna trail the top show, the more detour, because, you know, we have a space team, Guardians in the Galaxy, Weezy Moon Chaser, Maddie, he's the engineer, where's Scotty, where you need him, and all of that. So the theme is just Till Infinity.
So if you're
a business or a local business and you want to, you know, help donate or give away some so we could donate to people, you know, try to encourage some of these donations. Because, you know, CKT is a community station. You know, without you people listening and sending money, there's no morning detour. Even when I go to Sirius Radio, I'll still send a show for CKT. Shout out to Louise and all the good people over there at CKT. So that's what's going on. So this morning, I know I apologize much for the last couple of weeks. We haven't really gone deep into the news. Today, we're talking about the issues. We're going to talk about the scandal with the coaches in Saint Laurent. We're going to talk about Putin in the Ukraine. What about the black students?
Yo.
Denied at the border. Now they say it's okay, but the fact is, I don't care if it's okay now, the fact that it happened. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We'll digress. We'll go into all that. And also the entertainment news, you know, Kanye news as usual, Jussie Smollett news as usual.
Juicy Smollett.
Oh, boy. I'm seeing all the promoters going crazy now. So, we'll talk about it just now. We're removing the mask, removing the passport. So some people are telling me, like, I feel kind of stupid. I got the vaccine. How do you feel stupid? You did what's best for you. The fact that another human being or another adult could tell another adult what to do with their life is wild to me.
That's the government.
It's wild to me. No, yeah, the government's crazy too with their mandates. That didn't make no sense either. But even on a personal level, when someone's going to judge you for the decisions that you choose to make.
Yeah, yeah. It caused a lot of strife, that's for sure.
Oh,
families
for sure.
And friend beefing. You vax, you not vax.
I didn't know. Listen. I didn't know such people so opinionated.
Yeah.
So some of them can't even dress, but you have all these strong political opinions. You've made some pretty questionable life choices yourself. But the vaccine was the hill.
The vaccine,
you know, some of these people are like, you kinda messy, but like the vaccine was the hill for you, right?
Yeah, they climbed it.
The vaccine was the hill. So, you know, we're moving all the measures. So I don't know. Like, I don't know how y'all feel about this, Montreal, but, like, to me, COVID's still around. Like, this is not like a, this is not like a free pass. Like, this thing's not still happening, right?
Well, you know what they said? That little health director person announced that maybe this fall they may be bringing back restrictions and stuff like that. Probably just to prompt it, just to plant the seed just in case. But, man, like, people have been talking about it since 2020. As quickly as it came, they said as quickly it's going to disappear. The news outlets are going to stop talking about it. Yeah. Even now, they're not even talking about it that much.
It's been real quiet the last two weeks. It's been real, real quiet the last 2 weeks. So let's kick off the show right here. Let's do our segment. This is the Fresh Face Fridays, brought to you by Synergy Medispa. Synergy Medispa, a beautiful place to get yourself, you get your peels, get your body sculpting, you get your laser removal, and much more. That's synergy.medispa. Follow them on IG. Make sure you book a session, because you know, Gussie and them have a lineup. Big Will and them got a lineup. Ricky Not Nice have a lineup. You would have thought all the promoters would have got together during the 2 years hiatus and said, okay, let's organize ourselves. I love the fact that Big Will and Ricky Not Nice, they've linked up. Sipping Paint's freaking amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing a lot of lineups coming from a lot of different places. I'm like, it's a lot of events.
Yeah.
Inflation is crazy right now. Like, I've never, like, I'm going to the supermarket and I can't even get the pea soup for my mom. We ran out of pea soup. Now, forget about the pea soup with the ham in it. That's like a done deal. It's a different world right now.
They sell a thing of margarine going for $10 right here.
Listen, Tata, listen, I'll admit to you, I still know the difference between margarine, regular butter. Listen, if it makes the thing taste a little better, I'm with it. Like, I can't even tell the difference. And you know I'm a slave to the Haitian jury. I ain't gonna hold you. So this Fresh Face Friday is great news. So from dream to reality, Montreal doctor becomes first black female interventional cardiologist. It seems like a mouthful, Tata. Interventional. Yeah. Yeah. Cardiologist Dr. Alexandra Bastiani has made history as the first black woman to become an interventional cardiologist in Canada, and she is hoping this recognition will inspire others who look like her to pursue their passions.
Oh yeah.
So when Dr. Bastiani graduated in 2020 after almost 15 years of schooling, that's discipline. But Tata, you a scholar, you on that road. She was fulfilling the dream she's had since she was a child. I used to say as a child I wanted to be a doctor, and a 34-year-old experienced it. So here we are. So that's good luck to her, man. You know, No, I'm going to reach out to him. I should get her on the show. Because listen, that seems really hard to get.
For
15
real.
Years?
A lot of barriers that she had to cross. You know what I mean? You go to the hospital right now. How many times are they looking at black doctors and saying, are you the nurse?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she spoke about that.
Yeah.
Like even the microaggressions and, you know, she spoke about, my bosses did not understand my reality as a black student, as a black person, period. My relationship with patients, my issues with certain patients, it would sometimes be really hard for them to understand, even realize that there are some microaggressions happening.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with microaggression, why people don't understand it, is because it's like 22 letters.
Come on. Yo, actually, me and Zupa just finished doing a bunch of workshops on microaggressions and racial discrimination. We did it for Desjardins. Mm. Shout out to Desjardins.
Look at Desjardins being progressive.
Yeah, no, for really. It was really insightful, and it's true, because a lot of people don't understand that microaggression is like those subtle terms that you hear, like, oh, you're pretty for a black girl, or like, how did you get this job? Like, why am I not capable because I'm black? You know what I mean? Yeah. So it was interesting to see how progressive people are becoming, and people are becoming more aware of it. You know what I mean? So. Proud to see, for sure.
Well, I'm proud to see y'all getting the check, you know, spreading black.
Listen, we consultants are now, you hear me?
Selling that black. So kudos to Dr. Bastiani. Hope we can get her on the show, so that'd be a good look.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, Montreal, it's 7:19 in the morning. Let's jump into some news. It's been a long time. Let me do a disclaimer just off top. The views and opinions expressed by Weezy Moonchaser and Tata is solely that of them, and does not reflect upon CKT or the McGill establishment. Now, with all that said, Tata, let's jump into this. Maddie, give me a little switch up on the instrumental here. Let's go into some drama. Shout out to Try Thing. For those listening, we're also broadcasting live on YouTube and on Facebook. The Morning Detour. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, the premier leader in urban clothing and sportswear. You go from shoes to jackets to jeans to coats to TVs to bikes. He has everything. So let's jump into some of the news right now. Oh yeah. We got the news. We got
coming
the news.
Coming right in. Weezy Moonchaser.
Yes, coming to you right in. Weezy Moonchaser broadcasting live from CKAT 90.3 FM. It's the Morning Detour, the premier morning show. So let's jump into some of these news here, Tata. Quebec to lift face mask requirements in public spaces by mid-April.
Finally.
April and March seems to be a big month. It'll be a big month. I hope it's not an April Fool's, though. We don't want no April Fool's.
I know, April 1st, like, whoa.
So Quebec is prepared to remove face mask requirements in public spaces except public transportation, which doesn't make no sense to me. Like, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it all the way. So I'm going to put the face mask on the bus and metro, but then when I get it, I take it off.
Yeah, but, like, look, even I was talking to it with one of my colleagues yesterday, you see how they're packed like sardines up in those metros. You understand what I'm saying?
We start to look like Japan a little bit.
Yo, you understand what I mean? So, you know, it's just for people. And you don't want people spitting in your face and ting like, ugh.
So the Ministry of Health and Social Services said in the news release Wednesday that as of March 12th, all public places will be able to operate at 100% capacity with no table capacity limits or restrictions on operating hours for restaurants, bars, taverns, and casinos 2 days ahead of schedule. Oh, my gosh. They want a tap on the shoulder.
They do.
They want to jump. Oh, boy, there's an inquiry going on. And the inquiry on this whole COVID mess is going to be crazy. So Quebec Public Health scrambled to justify second curfew hours before announcement. So some emails got leaked, Tata, and everything's amiss. So hours before Quebec announced the reinstatement of a province-wide curfew in December, which began the next day, emails obtained by Radio Canada reveals the province's head of public health was still looking for studies to justify the decision.
Yo, Horatio left, you understand? He leaked that on purpose, you know what I'm saying? He leaked that on purpose. He left.
You think Horatio leaked this?
As soon as I saw that, I said he got dumped and he leaked that on purpose. You know what I'm saying?
You think Horatio leaked the email?
Yes, I did.
So in the email timestamp, 10:31 a.m. on December 30th, the assistant to former public health director, Dr. Horatio Arruda, solicited help from the province's Public Health Institute as well as senior strategic medical advisor for Quebec Public Health to rationalize the curfew to reporters at a news conference later that day. Then I scramble for the answers, you know. So you think Horatio's leaking these things?
He leaked those things, man. That's why he left. He's like, I'm out of here. You know what I mean? This don't make no sense.
Oh, man. Let's go to some, I guess, more, for me, it's a little bit more sadder news. This is the news from last week. It's important that we highlighted. Mm-hmm. So, no charges in police shooting of black man in NDG, Crown declares. So, police said Sheffield Matthews came toward them with a knife, ignoring calls to drop it until he was shot 3 times. So, Crown prosecutors will not be pressing criminal charges against 2 Montreal police officers in the shooting death of Sheffield Matthews, a black man who was killed in Notre-Dame-de-Grasse in October 2020. Mm-hmm. That's right near where I used to live in AT, too.
Yeah. It's right near Côte Saint-Luc.
Listen, we don't work for the police, but I always have a simple question. If an assailant's coming towards you with a knife and you have a gun, why don't you just shoot him in the arm?
Yeah.
Why don't you just shoot him in the feet?
And the worst thing is that when you're racialized and you have like a, you know, a mental disability or intellectual disability, they don't show us the same grace that they're showing other people out here. You know what I mean? And it's a sad reality, and it's something that we need to continue to highlight.
So the director of the Poursuite Criminelle Penale announced the decision Wednesday, saying there wasn't enough evidence to warrant prosecution after studying the report produced by the Bureau des Enquêtes Indépendantes, the BEI, which investigates cases involving police officers. I need to get a job at the BEI.
All them cases that's just probably sitting there? Like, come on.
And you see, you know, Taz was talking about how they got quiet about their COVID news. They got real quiet about the assailants that killed Janae Dopewell Bailey. So 18-year-old denied bail in case of slain teen Janae Dopewell Bailey. So Andre Donnet is facing several charges, including second-degree murder. Evidence in the case is under a publication ban. Donnet is one of the 2 people accused in the matter. But I thought it was 3 of them.
At first, it seemed to be 3, yeah.
They're real quiet on this third assailant that killed the Bailey kid. So that's crazy. It's a good thing he was denied bail on that. And Montreal man, our boy Mamadi Kamara, Montreal man wrongfully accused in attempted murder of police officer, reaches a settlement with the city. So the law firm representing Mamadi Kamara, a man who was mistakenly arrested in attempted murder of a Montreal police officer in January 2021, announced Wednesday that a settlement has been reached between the victim, his family, and the city of Montreal.
I really hope it's not the amount that I was seeing. $1.2 million to a $300K? I really hope it's not the 300K. that would be the city just spitting in all of our faces.
Tata, I didn't know you had strong feelings about what the payout should be.
They just want to just, you know, let me just, this is what you're worth, you know, like be quiet, you know, I don't like that.
I couldn't imagine what they did to him in jail when they were thinking like he was the one, that killed a police
trauma,
officer.
Trauma, man, beer trauma.
So how much would you need if that happened to you? They ransack your house.
Listen, nothing less than $1 million.
Yeah, you should get over it.
My reputation ruined, that whole experience on me, my family, the community. Man, you better pay me my paper, man, my $1 million.
Ah, boy. Now, this story's been bubbling for the last couple weeks, but we're going to get into it right now. So, Montreal Mother says, everybody knew basketball coach was abusive. School turned a blind eye. Now, I've coached, against these guys for those that don't know, for about 5-6 years, I coached AU basketball at Dawson. I was assistant coach with Big Sean. I coached with Sean Fredericks, and then we went to Laval and coached 2 at St. Max. So I've been around the youth, and I've been around these guys as well. So the parent of 2 girls who played basketball at Saint Laurent High School is speaking out, saying the team's head coach had a history of questionable behavior, and school only addressed it after his arrest. You see now. See now the whole what's it called, the RSQ? Let me scroll down and get the name of the governing body for sports and stuff like that. The RSEQ. So that's the Réseau du Sport Étudiant du Québec. See now they're under fire now because now the school is highlighted now because now now the vibe was like, okay, well, he's an accomplished coach. We're winning. We're just gonna turn a blind eye. Yeah. And they say these things only happen in the States.
You know what I mean?
A whole scandal. So Grace Ngoyi, I apologize if I messed up her last name, signed up her teenage daughters for the school's basketball team 4 years ago because this program had a great reputation, she told CTV News. But after seeing head coach Daniel Lacasse's methods, she says she soon began to question how the team was run. Screaming, denigrating, dragging the girls through the mud, she described his approach. And everybody knew, she said. She complained to the school, and she said, but Lacasse's behavior was tolerated because he brought prestige. Well, now we know the price that they put on prestige now in schools. You know, these poor young girls. So they're urging young girls to come forward if they've been assaulted. So,
And what's worse is, like, all these cases were coming up and they were still working at the school. This doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? They're so quick to do a bunch of other stuff. They're so quick to go to war and all these things, but they can't be quick to just drop some teachers that are some rapist teachers. It doesn't make sense. You know what
I'm
saying?
So three high school coaches in Montreal appeared in court, I think two Thursdays ago, to face multiple sex-related charges that allegedly involved two minors spanning nearly a decade at the same school. The coaches were arrested at École Secondaire Saint-Laurent in Montreal Saint-Laurent Borough, where they taught and were part of the same girls' basketball team, according to police. The accused are Robert Liu, 31, Charles Xavier Boila, 43, and Daniel Lacasse, 43. Yo, I'll be 1,000 with you, Maddie, huh? I never like none of them boy them, you know. You got to ask Big Sean, you know. I never like them boy them at Celera, you know, from time, you know. I'm going to show you that. I never like them boy them from time. So, Boila faces four charges, including sexual touching, sexual assault, and sexual exploitation. Like, I can't believe this happened, and I was a part of this circle. Like, I was part of the coaching community.
Yeah, and it's crazy how they really had the hardest, like, female basketball team, for real.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
So not a great team. They had a good tournament and everything,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tavon came out of there. Tavon's one of our great prospects, hopefully, to go to the NBA.
Yeah, it's sad.
This is disgusting. This is disgusting. So do you want to go into... Okay, let me do this. Very important we do this because, they never want to talk about our Aboriginal brothers and sisters. So 169 potential unmarked graves found at St. Bernard's Indian Residential School in Northern Alberta. I want to go to Alberta. Actually, I'm going to go to all the provinces, Tata. But anomalies consistent with unmarked graves have been found at the site of a former residential school near High Prairie in northern Alberta, the local First Nation said. So I apologize to my Aboriginal people. I'm definitely going to mess up his name. The Kapawe-No First Nation made an announcement on Tuesday during phase one of the search. 169 anomalies were found at the Gruyard Indian Residential School, also known as the San Bernard Mission School.
Yeah. It's horrible. I keep saying you can't have black liberation without indigenous liberation. Mm. Stolen people on stolen land, like, come on, like, we're unified in one sense of the word. And it's like, if they're doing them dirty, they're going to continue doing us dirty. So that's why I always start off our workshops with land acknowledgements. I always acknowledge the indigenous, you know, because where we came from, we were indigenous too. You know what I mean? And they did the same thing to us. So I stand united with them 100%.
I was telling people that we're going to go into the Putin this morning. They're like, oh, you guys do politics? I said, we do everything.
We do everything, baby.
Yeah, I brought Tata and shout out to Big
we
Will.
We do everything, baby.
Big Will with the Tim Hortons. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. Someone told me they didn't sponsor PK Subban. Why would they sponsor you? Because I'm the hottest urban broadcaster in the country. We make everything sound beautiful. So why is Russia invading Ukraine? Is the question I've been asking myself for 2 weeks. I keep remembering Putin from Trump, it's in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. I've always been amazed by the Cold War, the relationship with the U.S. and Russia. I think about movies like Rocky, and I say to myself, Russia is nobody to play with.
Yeah.
You know, I think about the Jason Bourne movie. And I'm like, yo, Russia is not
it's
a joke.
There's never been anybody playing with.
Their vodka is serious. Any country that has a serious vodka and a high tolerance for alcohol, I don't want to ramp with. Russians... Irish, I'm good. Scottish, I'm good. I'm good. So why is Russia invading Ukraine? This is brought to you by BBC World. So by air, land, and sea, Russia has launched a devastating attack on Ukraine, a European democracy of 44 million people. Its forces are bombing cities, centers, and closing in on the capital, Kiev. They might have done it already, prompting a mass exodus of refugees, right? For months, President Vladimir Putin denied he would invade his neighbor. But then he tore up a peace deal and unleashed what Germany calls Putin's War. We are now in Putin's War, which is closely going to become World War III. I was doing my Bible study on Wednesday. And this was foretold. This is foretold.
Oh, Bible study?
Yeah, do a little Bible study. Aww. Get a little culture.
All this is foretold culture. For real, man. That's why I don't be watching this media too tough.
Where's the fast forward button? Can I get a fast forward button? Like, I want to fast forward to the paradise part. Like, I don't want this whole melee part. So I woke up, I get the CNN alerts, and they said one of the mayors of one of the Ukraine cities, he was shot and killed.
Yeah.
He was shot and killed. That's crazy. They're closing down the airports, the madness. Well, so what's your kind of take on this? I'm kind of amazed, Tata, that like just like a snow squall, things could just pick up out of nowhere. Like, he could just decide out of nowhere.
I don't think it was out of nowhere.
No.
It's definitely not out
no,
of nowhere.
No, he's been leaning up on this. Like CNN
had a report.
He's been
telling people, don't mess with me from time. Don't mess with. Do you see the table? Do you see the table, that big table that he's having his meetings at? He's at all the way at one end. That end is like across the street, and then everyone's on the other end. He don't want nobody around him. You know what I mean? He's not playing, like.
President Putin has frequently accused Ukraine of being taken over by extremists ever since its pro-Russian president, Viktor Yanukovych, was ousted in 2014 after months of protests against his rule. Russia then retaliated by seizing the southern region of Crimea and triggering a rebellion in the east, backing separatists who have fought Ukraine forces in a war that has claimed 14,000 lives. There's a lot of things going on in Ukraine. I didn't know Ukraine was so busy.
I swear.
There's a lot of things going on in Ukraine. But one of the shocking things, aside from the genocide and the exodus, African students fleeing the Russian invasions say they have been prevented from crossing to Poland due to Ukrainians' first policy. Mm. Now, this has changed since this report has been out. But the fact that it happened is pretty crazy, right? So
it was horrible.
So reports were emerging of African students trapped in Ukraine who say they are being discriminated against as they try to flee amid Russia's invasion. I didn't even know there was Africans in Ukraine.
Yo, neither did I.
God
but
damn.
When I was seen in that, it was just like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's so sad to say that I expected that, but like, I didn't. But like, black people are treated the same way everywhere. This is a white man's war. You feel me?
You see it.
It's a white man's war. Because, yo, even in war times, you see that they're just...
But I went for the education. Okay. It's too far for me. I went for the education, though. I went for the education. Ukraine had whatever field they have. Like, all these little different countries have a great field.
Yeah.
So a lot of Caribbean countries and a lot of countries like Africa, they go.
A lot of international African students, yes.
So I get it, because I saw a post, someone's like, you know, blacks should have known better. They should have never gone to Ukraine. But how are you going to stop a student from getting a free education?
Exactly. And they're not just discriminating against blacks. It's like all indigenous people.
It's Ukraine first,
Arabs.
Tata.
Yes.
But is a country wrong for doing that? If I'm in Ukraine and I'm Ukrainian, am I wrong to expect my government to put me first?
We're in Canada, right?
We're in Canada.
They're going to leave your Jamaican and West Indian grandparents last and let all the Canadian-born go first? Come on, nah, man. No.
That's a very interesting question. Oh, Big Will, want to grab a mic? Hold on, Big Will. Let me bring you.
Can I chime in right quick?
Yeah.
So, to me, I'll play devil's advocate. What's going on is completely wrong, 100%. But maybe what Ukraine is saying is, hey, how come your government is not sending helicopters to come and get you? Why would I pay? When you don't pay taxes to my country, you pay taxes to your country. So wouldn't your country send helicopters?
International student fees are mad expensive.
No, nothing can fly. The airport is locked out. When we come in for a siege, when we come for your country, we're knocking the airport first. Okay. The airport's not going. Nobody can fly in.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, how come your country is not making? So basically what Ukraine is saying is, had your country been ally with me.
Yeah.
Maybe would have let you off. So maybe it's a pressure tactic. What, like I said, it's completely
wrong.
So
right now
we're talking about people's lives.
Speaking about allies, you know, Russians have been building their relationship with Africa because, you know, there's a bit. First of all, for all y'all who don't know, holla at your Google, holla at your Wikipedia and all that stuff.
Sherry, when you need her.
Do what you need to do. You understand me? Because, you know, the U.S. have been bombing Somalia, bombing Nigeria, bombing Libya, bombing Kenya, and the French have been joining in also. This has all been covert wars that's been going on from time, right? And they keep saying, oh yeah, we're killing the militants, we're killing the terrorists. They're siding with the governments that the U.S. has put in place in Africa, you understand?
Yeah.
Because they want to like dismantle the whole community, the whole infrastructure and everything, you know? The Russians now, the Russians said, we don't want to just partner with you. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to partner with you, just like, we'll give you arms, we'll support you in what you want to do. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. So the Russians has been building this relationship knowing that the French and the U.S. have been infiltrated Africa, you know what I mean? So what you're saying, Ukraine could be looking at it like that, like you guys are building relationship, but at the end of the day, Yo, Russians have been supporting the Africans who want to stand out against this westernized government that they have infiltrated in Africa. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, I don't have any specific stance, but if you're helping the people, regardless of who you are, you know, we look at what the states did to Afghanistan and everything like that, Iran. They're all about infiltrating and setting up people in the governments in other countries so they could take control.
Speaking about Afghan, so it's two part here. So I'm just going to rebuttal to Big Will. So BBC had an answer to you. It said, with flights out of Ukraine being grounded, African governments have had to support their people from a significant distance. Nigeria's Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced in a statement on Sunday, February 27, that Nigerians will be granted visa-free access to Hungary and Romania and urge citizens to move towards those borders. Now, back to your Afghan point. Look what's going on in Afghans. Called One Kidney Village. So Afghans, so desperate, they've taken to selling their organs for cash. Now, before I go into this, let me preface this. I feel kind of helpless a little bit. Like, when you guys look at understand, like, how the world really works, when you your third eye, or you really do your research, and you understand how the world works, it's kind of depressing. Mm-hmm. Because you as a civilian, what can you do to change? You know what I mean? We can't protest. We can't galvanize nobody. We don't have enough money. Bill Gates is doing what he wants. Yeah. Bill Gates is what he wants. And at some point, you're like, man, like, yo, I feel like I can't do nothing. So in a settlement near the town of Herat in northwestern Afghanistan, so many residents have sold their kidneys that has become known as the One Kidney Village. So 6 months after the takeover by the Taliban, the country's economy has been devastated. More than 24 million people, 59% of the population, are at risk of famine. Imagine this, in 2022, there's a whole population that's at risk of famine in Afghanistan. 30 percentage points more than 2021, according to the United Nations, and 500,000 Afghans have lost their jobs. So this poverty has pushed many to sell their organs to buy food, pay debts, and in one case, to prevent the sale of a child.
And with all that news, right, these reporters from all over the world, these white reporters, right, will still look and be like, we're going to accept Ukrainians into our country because they're coming from a civilized country. Yeah. Not like Afghanistan or Syria, who's seen war, right? When there's refugees that's been waiting, like you've been hearing and they've been posting about on the news and everything. There's refugees in Afghanistan who are living in detrimental circumstances, and they won't let them into their countries because they're racialized, right? Yeah. You've seen the news reporter I was saying, but these are white people who look like us, blue eyes and blonde hair. So they're quicker to allow the Ukrainians to come into their country, right? Because they're educated in their civilized country. Like, they're just spitting on all racialized people over the world, man.
The Afghans have got dealt with. Imagine you had to deal with this U.S. Taliban war, and then now the Taliban is running your country now.
No, for sure. But the thing is, you got to understand, like, the whole Taliban situation was created by the U.S.
Exactly. They trained Osama.
They
trained Osama on them, no?
Yo, of course. Weapons, everything.
So from what I understood, the way I was educated, if I got it wrong, that's the way I was educated. So basically how it started is the Americans trained Osama and friends to fight the Russians. Mm-hmm. And then whenever it got cool, they said, yo, you're on your own, brethren. So then the Russians got back to Osama, and Osama's like, yo, U.S. fam, I thought you had my back. What's going on?
No, we got nobody's back. We rolling dough.
So U.S. said, nah, we done here. Like, we made our money. Handle it on your own. So so basically Osama and fam and friends were like, okay, we got you on the rebound.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, like I said, nobody deserves to die.
No.
The way it happened. But that's how it's going.
They're playing
right
a game.
Now. But the way it kicks up, like, we've always, like, you know, we take history classes in college and university and in high school. And you always read about, like, World War II and stuff like that. But the way this just kicks up out of nowhere. He's like, okay, Putin's like, okay, oh, y'all don't want to play ball? And Putin's been siding with the extremists in the North and all. I've been reading about it a little bit. He's like, okay, y'all don't think? Boom, we're going to start bombing. Imagine just like that. Someone could make a split decision.
It wasn't split. It seems like split to us because that's what the media say.
No, but Putin, he's been building up to
it. Like, if you think about it, he's siding with all the nations who are anti-Western.
Yeah.
You understand?
His face has always been serious to me.
He's always been anti-Western. He's been anti-United States. Let me clarify that.
I like his comb over. He's always seemed like a really dude. Real quick before we go to commercial, because we got to cut this deep conversation with some music and come back with some entertainment news. Putin's face is very serious. You can tell a lot about a person's character by their demeanor. Putin's face is really serious.
Like the head of a top dog.
He does not look like he moves. Yo, he does not look like he plays.
Putin is like Such. It's like Such Knight at his prime.
Yeah, shit. Putin's the white Such Knight. He has no gray. He's good to go. You know, you look at Putin, then you look at Biden. Biden looks like a geriatric patient. Putin looks like he's ready to be in Rocky 18. Like, what is really good, though? Putin is crazy.
It must be that liquor.
When Putin said, I want all the smoke.
Yo.
That's where I was going.
Yo, so that's tell what I was going.
The nerve of Putin. Putin's like, yo, B.
I want all the smoke.
I got all these nuclear weapons warmed up, eh? I got one. Yo, he's like, yo, America, try me.
Straight up.
I would love to see Putin play that shit with Obama. I'd love to see him play with Obama.
No, it wouldn't have been the same.
You know, I mean,
even with Trump,
he's about Trump's his boy, but he's about to give Biden a stroke. And then, so think about it this way, right? So Biden gets a stroke, right, dealing with Putin. So Kamala Harris, and no one, I haven't heard nobody talk about Kamala in weeks.
Yo, she was there correcting Biden because Biden was talking. She's like Ukraine because he was messing up the words. And
so is the real president of the United States of America Kamala Harris or not? You know what? You know, let's go to music, man. We got a fun and drive. We got a fun and drive coming up from March 17th to Sunday, March 27th. On March 25th will be a special show. It's brought to you by Big Will Comedy. We'll be highlighting all of his events.
Yes, sir.
It'll be co-hosted by Portia Kisses from Smashing Sweet Montreal. So keep it locked to the number one show in the country. It's the Morning Detour. Tata's in the building. DJ Maddie. Of course, Big Will Comedy. You know how we do things. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Yes, sir. You already know what it is.
What it is.
This is Jason Alexander on behalf of THD Entertainment letting y'all know we're on CKUT 90.3 all month with the Montreal Sessions. Myself, DJ Rossi Ross, and of course, Colin Hassel on the drums.
Yes, sir, Montreal. That's Whose Vibe Is It Anyway? Mark your calendars, 3 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday through the month of March. Hit us up on IG at THT Entertainment. Drop us a line. Let us know what you want to hear. What's popping in your neighborhood? We got to know.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call Info Social 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You can't play this like regular music. It's HLR, baby. With Scotty when you need him. It's my boy Sales.
If we ride through the city, then we ride.
This is the jam
the
of the week.
We
this might be the Morning Detour intro.
Cause if you fly in my city and you fly,
yeah, I'm trying to be fly in my city. HLR, baby. Maddie, give me the spin-offs. Give me the spin-offs on it. Give me the spin-offs on it.
Cause if we ride through the city, then we
Montreal, my city. This is the number one morning show in the country. I am Weezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. This is HLR. Sales, baby. You know how we do things. Jam of the week.
Because if we ride through the city, then we ride in the city, then we bold.
That's right.
Because if you fly in my city and you finally see me in a vault. Okay. Ain't gonna run it nowhere. Couple thousand records don't trip. And then we slide in the city and we ride in the city, then we go.
Yeah. Come roll with me. Words nice, together flowing. You know that's poetry. Been ghostwriting supposedly. Who bringing them hits? My city, my town. You know we running this shit. Low key, don't need the clout though. Once you got some bread, then we could settle on amounts though. We the type of team to help you do it from your house door. From the ground up, now you got floors. Watch it come to life, and that's the price you gon' be glad to pay. I used to be in Boy Scouts, and I learned some things to help a brother through life. Well, now they watch the Boy Scout, and I recruit like brawl out teammates. Get them acquainted, picks talents, mixed balance, a language that's resonated in their interest. A time that they to invest. worked it out, I've been flexed. Showed them there's a greater goal, way to go, index. I'm glad I never gave up reaching success. Tired of feeling much less. Know this game is greasy, it ain't easy, this is enough stress. Call it like who up next?
Cause if we ride through the city, then we ride in the city, then we bold. Cause if you fly in my city and you finally see me in a vault. Okay. Ain't gonna run it nowhere. Couple thousand records on track. And then we slide in the city and we ride in the city.
Montreal, my city. Make sure you follow Sales 514 on IG. This is HLR, baby. Oh, I love how this sounds. This is the jam of the week. Ahuda. IG Flex. Hey. Survivor's Corner. Where's Scotty? Where you need him? It's the morning detour. Yo, we turned into Hot 97. People just popping in. We had DJ Kicks. Like, goddamn. Shout out to my boy RG, boy. RG, give me that motivation every day, boy. Keep it moving. Mango, we're going to UConn. It's the morning detour. There's only one more, Jason. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
Love
this life. It's the morning detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Montreal, my city, 7:46 in the morning. Gas is, yo, you might have to sell your kidney to get gas at this point. I don't know about the people with the big truck them. Yeah, I'm gonna want a big car. Yo, first of all you guys with Altimas and Maximas, I feel really bad for you guys. I know you're spending your rent money on gas just to get through the weekend. Let's get in some entertainment news. We got Tata, Tamara Angeline. She's a scholar. She's a podcaster.
Academic. Hey. Oh.
Get your academic back. I am sick and tired of you smart black women. I'm tired of you guys.
Stop it. I'm tired. You know you love us.
I'm tired of you guys knowing stuff.
Smart, ratchet, all in one bubble. You know we call it multifaceted. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Stop knowing stuff. Stop, no, just make
that's
it right.
That's why we know you when you lying. You know what I'm saying? We just look at you, we know you lying. Anyways, coming with you with some entertainment news, you know what I mean, for all the nosy people who want to be in other people's business, then. Hey, okay. So, Judge Rules, Kimmy, yo, okay, listen. The Kim Kardashian and Kanye thing been going in. I've been seeing some people been picking sides like they're their besties or something, you know, don't even know the people in real life.
It's a freaking divorce. like
yo.
Like, it's sad. It's a divorce.
But now she's officially single. She's officially single with her tall, lanky, white-skinned man, you know what I mean? Now she's free to roam and have fun and do whatever she wants.
Yeah, Pete Davidson's killing them.
Listen, so she requested to be declared legally single in December 2021 after filing for divorce in February, and she has gained a victory in her divorce proceedings against Kanye West. I know that he's going to be making so much music, so much more music videos about that, you know what I mean? But, you know, they've been dating since 2012. And they got married in 2014, and since then they had four children and so on and so forth. They got four kids. North, 8, Saint, 6, Chicago, 4, and Sam, who's 2.5 years old. You know, I see a lot of people always talking about, they're siding with Kim, they're siding with Kanye. Like, did you see Kanye's new documentary?
Listen.
On Netflix?
Listen.
Didn't it make you feel like you're not doing enough in life?
Yo, listen.
Oh, I felt like I was not doing enough in life. We don't have enough show
for me to break down genius. Yo. You know, I was telling some of my partners last night, I was talking to sales, and I said, I'm ready to get the no's out the way. Mm-hmm. Let me get all my no's out the way. Mm-hmm. Look how much people told Kanye, though, and spoke about this last week.
Punk.
I thought it was just a beat maker. Now, imagine people keep telling you, listen, just make beats, and you're like, yo, bro, I could be so much more. Mm-hmm. I could be so much more. And then you wonder why he's so arrogant now.
Yeah.
Your perception of him.
Yeah.
And the whole Kim thing, they have four kids together.
Yeah.
That's the girl, that's the one he wanted. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. But it's a real divorce.
Yeah. And he's a perfectionist. You see it.
I don't know if you guys took in Kanye on Drink Champs. Kanye and Drink Champs is one of the greatest experiences I've had in my life. Kanye, Big Sean, and T-Pain are the three greatest Drink Champs episodes of all time. Kanye West, yes, he's a little bit all over the place. Yes, he did talk some bullshit on Big Sean. Big Sean's a great dude. Mm-hmm. But man, the mind, the genius, the fact that he's like, I'm worth billions, but my thing now, I'm just going around to all my rich friends' place, and that's how I'm moving. Mm-hmm. Who does that?
Yeah.
He's a nomad, but he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Yo, I just like people that are different. I like people that really embrace, like, their own energy. My boy, David Lyon talks about your highest self. Oh, see, my mom's calling me. You can't mention Kanye when my
so
mom called
cute.
Me. He's the most polarizing person in hip hop, and people keep asking why you keep talking about Kanye.
Yeah.
It's my show. Every show that you watch, the host has like a topic that they always go back to. Mm-hmm. Every show.
Yeah.
Skip and Shannon always talk about LeBron. Mm-hmm. Every show got their joint. But man, it's sad to broke up. Pete Davidson ain't the one, but you know, apparently Pete Davidson's packing. So that's why you keep getting all these bad starlets.
I told my mom the same thing. I said, you know, there's one reason, right? Anyways, okay. So next, Jim Jones reveals he passed on the opportunity to sign Drake. Mm. And he said, you know, he was in a wheelchair, fam. You know what I'm saying?
See, yo. That's them New York dudes judging things by the cover.
Always.
The biggest joke, I'm going to hit you with this, Big Will. T-Pain was talking about New York niggas and Timberlands. Like, it's the worst idea ever. He's like, Timberlands aren't comfortable. Guy, I was dying because I've been saying that shit for years. Timberlands are not comfortable unless you lace them up all the way. Shout out to DJ Kicks. We got some Timberlands right here. Shout out, what's the numbers on the Timberlands right
here?
The we got some Timberlands. We got some Sorrel boots coming down. DJ Kicks, 6714 Fielding. But Timberlands aren't comfortable. And then New Yorkers want to wear it with jean shorts, white tee, and the Timberlands not laced up, but you have the laces tied up at the end so the laces don't hang off.
Yo, New Yorkers, wait, those are combat boots to New Yorkers. Those
They're
are
construction
boots.
Worker boots.
Those are stomping boots.
They
you understand?
Go to barbecue for those. Pool parties.
Yo, it ain't a barbecue if 2-3 dudes in there with some Timberlands and a jean shorts.
Well, his Timberlands, because of Timberlands, he didn't sign Drake. Anyways, they say first impressions are everything. Well, Jim Jones' first impression of Drake cost him a deal and a half, you know, with one of the best-selling artists of all time, you know?
Could he have managed Drake if he had Drake?
No, he couldn't. I don't think he could have.
No. Jim Jones has a good business sense. He's done a lot of dope stuff.
Business and all that, but can he, like Drake, with all the people that he went, they actually help him.
Coming to mind.
Like, with Drake, they actually help him, like, be who he is today. Obviously, right. Like, he still had his ideas and everything.
Right.
But with Jim Jones would have been like, yo, you got to wear all these pink shit.
But, yo, Drake would have fit in with the pink stuff. No, what's tough with the hypotheticals is that we've seen it played out already. I love how Wayne did it. And even when Wayne brought Drake in, you know, he had other guys under him before. But no one expected Wayne to do what he did.
Of course.
But Wayne's a smart dude. Wayne's in my top five. Like, quite a skip. I got Wayne.
Oh, come on. All his mixtapes? Yo, listen. I got Wayne. I
got Wayne in my top. The Dedications are some of the best.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
To me, that's hip hop.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's mixed the best. I love. Sure.
Like, to me, like, to think about what I'm saying, like, what I'm going back. Like, the Lox started with Bad Boys.
Yeah.
And they were nice. But when they made the crossover to Rough Riders.
Hey!
Okay,
this
true.
Thing right here.
True.
Yeah, Rough Riders was such a dope movement. They were bikers, they were
yes.
black, they were anti-establishment.
Yes.
Rough Riders, it was DMX, it was Swiss yeah. Beats, it was Desert yeah. Storm. It was dope!
It was a community, man, the real way. No, they took care of their own.
Do you think hip-hop will ever have a vibe like that again, where it's like I was hard back to 99 and 2000. I think 99 and 2000 was like some of like our heyday
yeah.
of hip-hop.
Yeah.
Like, we're right there coming off the real strong strength of the 90s. The 90s was coming off the 80s with Kool G-Rap and all of that. I think 99 and 2000 was real strong. I was listening to Still Dre last night. I was like, yo, Eminem was a monster.
He was.
Yo, when you listen to music and you listen to artists and they make you feel a different way. Yo, I got chills.
You're craftsman.
Yo,
man.
Eminem, Still Dre?
Yeah.
Now, I don't like how Eminem raps now, but everything he did before his best friend Spoof died, it was fire.
Yeah,
everything
exactly.
was fire.
Yeah.
The same thing with Mobb Deep, right?
Dun, 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 dun. Yo, Mobb Deep. Shout out to my boy Joe Black. Yo, being around real producers will get you around real music.
Yeah,
Joe Black put me on Alchemist and like Mobb Deep. I really understand it. But a lot of people don't hear music. They just hear the melodies and stuff like that. But I'm talking about when you hear the lyrics, listen to Ghostface Killer.
Of course.
Yeah.
Bars.
Telling stories. You know what I'm saying? Even Scarface. You know what I mean?
Yo, listen.
It's all about storytelling, man.
Yeah, boy. I wanted to urge everybody to listen to T-Pain on Drink Champs. T-Pain on...
He coming back at this again.
The story... he told a story about bumping into Jay-Z and Beyonce at an after Grammy party, and he had two cups of Hennessy in his hands. So this is after Jay-Z did the Death of Auto-Tune, which kind of fucked up T-Pain's money, but he was like, whatever. And he had two things of Hennessy, and he's like, yeah, I couldn't shake Jay-Z's hands. So him and Jay-Z do the thing, blah, blah, blah. Then he says, I go to like elbow bump Beyonce, and she elbows bump me back, and I spilled the Hennessy all over her white dress. And he says it was one of those white dresses where you need like 3-4 people to hold
it.
To hold it. Maybe 8 people to put it on. T-Pain's one of the most, like, T-Pain, Big Sean, yeah, T-Pain's one of the most fascinating people in hip-hop ever. Like, that dude is hilarious.
His story. He's having fun with it.
Once you get to a point, Big Will, where you don't care about people's opinion, yeah, we want to entertain people, you want to create something, like, oh, yeah, you want people to like it, but you kind of take it or leave it, right? Like, if you don't like it, it's not for you.
Yeah, it's not going to change your life.
But most people take all the comments very literally. Like, these people don't know you.
Yeah.
These people, like, most people, even people in your life, most of your friends, most of your family, most of your people don't really know you. So they're judging you on their perception on you or their interaction with you. Most people don't know you.
Their past experiences, yeah. Knowing that you evolve every
day. Yeah, some people don't know you. Some people don't know you.
I tell you. But for this next one, I only know his name pronounced by Dave Chappelle. I don't know the real name. So Juicy Smollett, right? But what is it though, for real? It's Jussie Smollett?
Yeah, Jussie Smollett.
Okay, y'all
Mullet.
Remember this dude? If y'all remember this dude, say hey. Okay, so he requests a new trial. So he was the former Empire actor, and he'll be sentenced in March. So yeah. Jussie Smollett, okay? His legal team is requesting a new trial after the actor was found guilty on five of six counts of felony disorderly conduct in his Chicago hate crime case where he faked that shit.
So,
okay,
hold on. Are we clear on this? Did he fake it or did he not fake it? Like, he faked it, right?
Yo, well, according to TMZ, on Friday, February 25th, the former Empire actor asked the Chicago judge to reverse the verdict to find him not guilty, okay? He also claims that his constitutional rights were violated because his legal team was denied from participating in the jury selection process. Listen, that was a whole hoopla of things, right? First, they're wearing a Make America Great Again hats, you know? Jeez. Then it turned out to be some big body bend Nigerians. It's a whole hoopla of things for sure.
This was a whole scheme. He had hired other people. There was a whole plan. There was a whole idea. This is crazy. Jussie Smollett is wild.
Yo, but have you guys been following? Obviously, you've been following the Tory Lanez case.
Listen. I'm waiting on the Tory Lanez interview. I can't wait for the Tory Lanez interview.
Listen.
I'm looking for the hand sanitizer too.
Well, the DA's office.
I found somewhere over there. Yeah.
The DA's office releases a statement regarding Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez. So if you're unfamiliar with the case, back in 2020, an incident between rappers Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez like popped off, right?
Yeah.
So it was also involved with Megan's former assistant and best friend, Kelsey. So after a night of partying, Megan allegedly claims that Tory Lanez fired a gun and shot her in her foot, right? Social media was going crazy over that shit.
Well, listen. Anytime anything happens towards a black woman, it's going to be a rap for him. So either way, no matter how this case plays out, it's just the opinion. Look at the Kobe Bryant thing, right? He was found not guilty of raping a girl, but people always put that asterisk on him. This asterisk will always be on Tory. Now, I've never seen a case that's been so befuddled before.
Yeah.
And befuddled's not even a word. So you tell me in 2022, we've been to the moon, we've even gone to Mars, and nobody can seem to figure out who the hell shot Megan Thee Stallion in her foot.
Yeah, losing the bullet.
CSI. Like, I've seen enough CSI and Murderous Neighbors to last a lifetime. We can't figure out who shot Megan Thee Stallion in her foot.
Well, Tory denies the claims, says the issue started because he was having relations with Megan and her best friend at the same time. So we know Megan
things.
And Tory was booed up. That was for sure.
Two things.
Listen to me.
And no, this is messy. So, okay, let's go to some songs. We'll go to one tune. When we come back, we have Between the Lyrics with Nicki Musique from Breakdown to Lowdown. I think we're doing a Toni Braxton joint this morning. So we're going to play the Toni, and we're going to discuss a little bit, see where she wants to go with it this morning. It's the Morning Detour. It's a Mighty CKT 9.3 FM. Keep it locked. There's only one emotion. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs. But my only drug is hip-hop. We love this life. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Ready, unstoppable dynasty, young hope.
I'm a hustler, baby.
A hustler.
I just want you to know.
Gotta let you know.
It ain't where I've been.
It ain't where I've been.
But where I'm about to go.
Top of the world.
Young hope, now, I just wanna love you.
Just wanna love
but
you.
Be who I am.
Know you love me.
And with all this cash.
More money, more problems.
You'll forget your man. Now give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I diss them.
Yeah.
Montreal, my city. This the best morning show in the country. You know how we do things. Breakdown to lowdown is in the building. G-Flex is in the building. Survivor's Corner. Big Will's in the building. Where's Scotty? Where you need him? We're coming to you live. Let's go. The JC Mix.
I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know.
Gotta let you know.
It ain't where I've been.
It ain't where I've been.
But where I'm about to go.
Top of the world.
Now, I just want to love you.
Just want to love
you. But be who I am.
Know you love me.
And with all this cash.
More money, more problems.
You forget your man. Now give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I diss them. That's what they be yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I replace them, huh? Drunk off Chris, mommy on E. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in the club, high singing off key. And I wish I never met her at all. It gets better, ordered another round. It's about to go down. Got six model chicks, six bottles of Chris. Four velvet airs, got weed everywhere. What do you say? Me, you and your Chloe glasses. Go somewhere private where we could discuss fashion. Like Prada blouse, Gucci bra,
okay.
Filth Mart jeans, take that off.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that.